Practice Test 3, Version A, Warm-Up Questions. Number 1. How many times have you taken the TSC test? Number 2. Do you like animals? Number 3. Have you ever had pizza? Imagine that we are friends. I am coming to visit you at your college. Below is the map of a part of your college campus. Please study the map for 30 seconds. Number 1. After parking in the garage, I need to take my child to the daycare, then get a cup of coffee. Please give me directions from the parking garage to Eaglet's daycare to take flight caffeine and cookies. Number 2. We're going to meet for lunch, but I will arrive about an hour early. Please recommend some place for me to relax while I'm waiting for you. Number 3. This campus features a library with many different kinds of reading. What is your favorite kind of reading and why do you like it? Below are 6 pictures that tell a story. Please study the pictures for 1 minute. Number 4. Please tell the story that the pictures show. Number 5. Imagine that you are the parent in this story. Your child is very afraid of shots and has been crying all morning. Persuade the doctor to postpone giving your child the shot at this visit. Number 6. The child in this story is receiving an immunization. Many people believe that immunizations are an important part of healthcare, while other people believe that the number of immunizations given to children is unnecessary. What are the advantages and disadvantages of immunizations for children? Now, I would like to hear your opinion on a variety of issues. Please answer each question as thoroughly as possible. You may take a few seconds at the beginning of each question to organize your thoughts. Number 7. I'm a colleague from a different field and am interested in learning more about your field of study. Explain a key concept in your field to me. Number 8. In the United States, marriage partners are chosen by individuals who date before they marry. In other countries, marriages are arranged by the family. What are the advantages and disadvantages of both kinds of marriage planning? Number 9. I would like to learn more about your country. What is the most important holiday celebrated in your country? Number 10. Below is a graph. Although I can see the graph, I would like you to explain the information in the graph to me. Number 11. What predictions can you make based on the graph? Number 12. You are the committee chair of the Engaged Couples Weekend Workshop in your area. At the last meeting of volunteers, you handed out a schedule of events, but since that time, the schedule has been changed. You need to review the information of all of the events, as well as note the changes that have been made. Do not just read the announcement, but present the information as though you were speaking to an audience. You will have 60 seconds to study the announcement. Do not begin speaking until you are told to do so. Begin speaking now. Stop. This is the end of Practice Test 3, Version A.